something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
it's the top five dance floor Zamboni jams.
What lit Ronnie's fire at the wedding on Friday night?
Plus, we spend a little bit of time in the social media comment section. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's the best.
Got Blue Jays in my alcove now. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You want more?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh man.
Got crushed up cashews in my hair now. Yeah. Blue Jays in my alcove too. Yeah.
Well, hi, Bonnie.
Yeah. And
how?
And how's the guy doing?
I'm good. It's Jeremy, by the
way. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah.
How are you? How's the weather? You like this nice warm weather we got going?
I do like leather. Yeah, leather jackets. Yeah, Danye leather. Yeah.
So your hair looks fantastic. I love
Cher,
love that.
You know what? Cher was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher. Yeah, he was a mayor in California. Yeah.
Do you like the Blue Jays?
Yeah, the birds. You mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the baseball team.
Well, either. And the cashew thing. You love the cashews. Why do you buy so many cashews out here at Sobeys?
Yeah, I don't use cash much, yeah. Usually a check at the grocery store.
Well, you look fabulous as always.
Yeah. Yeah, I do tabulate the number of nuts that I give the birds, yeah.
Well, it's great to see you. I'll see you soon, all right there?
Yeah, full moon. Yeah, in the fall.
You know, it's always good to see you, Bonnie.
Yeah, yeah, indeed it is. There he goes, yeah, yeah. Can't stay for a small one before supper?
No, no, I'd love to, but I gotta go, thanks.
Okay, just to work up the appetite, yeah. Bon Bon.
Bon Bon.
It's been a while since we've heard from Bon Bon.
It, yeah.
And shouts to the bud that suggested that should be Bonnie's track on the record.
Well, just...
She was bang on.
Yeah, well, that's
that would be fantastic. Our entire budget, though. Ew, ew, just licensing that?
We're just getting Lil Jon to come in.
Oh, man. Where do we even start, Bot? Where do we even start? I guess we start with a big sincere thank you to all the buds that came out to every show.
Yeah.
It was we cut a wide swath.
We sure did.
In our shows. We started in Yarmouth, did a bunch of dates in the Maritimes, and then a few dates in Ontario.
Yeah.
And Canadianity continues to be alive and well.
I just wanted to just be the one guy at the beginning of the... And Yarmouth, I'll be the guy on stage, and you be you
okay.
coming in, okay?
Yeah. Are you the promoter?
Yeah, the owner, too.
Oh, okay. Well, this will be
the
fun.
Owner. Will it?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah.
A big will it like, from the owner.
And he was holding, like, just the top of a mic stand, like, just the arm at the top that you swivel on to the longer bar with the bass at the bottom, like the actual mic stand. It was just, he was trying to manufacture another mic stand out of nothing. He's like looking around on the
and
stage.
I'm trying to remember, his name was like the name of the luggage place in the mall, Bentley. His name was Bentley.
I loved him. He was a beauty, but that was how we saw him at the beginning.
That's how he set the table for the evening's event. But you know what? It was sneaky fun.
Yeah, it really was.
Old friends and new.
Well, when you set the bar like that, the way he set it, it's like, oh, geez, I guess we're looking at
the bar staff then.
Can only go up from here.
Yeah, and it was rammed. It was rammed for that place, I guess.
It was Tuesday night, Yarmouth, rammed.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take it.
Which, we will take it.
60, I would always take the buds that came being diehards and having fun. Like St. Catharines, for example, our last show, there weren't the most people there, that's for sure. In fact, I'd say there were the least. But the buds that were there were all in and so happy to be there.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. I love it. It's fantastic.
And then our Toronto show was also special with the special guests that came, thanks to Jay Onright, Tom Power, and Ed Robertson.
Yeah, that was a special night. Just even to hang with those buds before and after. And but just to be in Toronto and playing the jams. And that we worked up a new Bob Cajun jam.
Yeah, we'd never played it before, fun. But we played it in St. Catharines. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's got such a nice swing to it.
Yeah.
That we should we should play that one again.
Yeah. Also, so, special shouts to Hannah, Ed Robertson's daughter, who is a turbo bud and was working in LA and listening to the pod when she was down there. It's kind of a little lifeline from home. And she was writing for a fashion blog, and they asked her to write like the definitive guide to Canada, and she included our podcast in that vlog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what I would say. And that's, as you pointed out, how cool is it that TNT is something that Ed and his daughter share?
Yeah, you can't buy that kind of love.
No, and that's they'll text the each other thing. Like, have you heard the latest one, or call each other bud, like stuff like that. I love it.
It's beautiful. So and Jay had to go and run right off to work. So it was the shortest interview of all time, which was really funny as well.
Yeah.
Basically sat down and then got back up again out the door skis.
I remember Jerry D saying in the early going when he was planning tours across the country, things can come out of nowhere to set the night off or diminish the number of people that show up. Like you're playing in a small town and there's a junior A hockey game and no one will come to your show.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal. And we didn't know that Wednesday night in Toronto was going to be the Leafs home opener.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Which I don't think helped us.
No. It was still great. Lots of people.
Oh, it was a great show.
There was an element of like, you know, calling your friends, say, okay, I'll see you coming down. Because everybody who usually would come down had a ticket for the Leafs game.
Yeah.
And I was like, it doesn't really waver. It's pretty much October 3rd all the time. Ah, that's the end of putting shows on October 3rd from here on out.
Yes. But
in Toronto.
The people that were there had a great time, and we did too, and that's what counts.
Hey, man. Anytime there's over 150 bods, it's a good time.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. So what have you been up to since? It's weird. You're used to the, like, I've been on the road and now I'm home. I find it so strange.
Right now? Because you're actually been home for a long time?
Well, I'd been home all summer. And then suddenly that was a pretty intense 10-day period. And then it kind of spits you out the other end.
Yeah.
I think especially because we do so much of it ourselves, like the loading and the sound checking and all that stuff. That in a way that when we're on stage is the most relaxing part of the day.
Yeah. It's funny when I was putting merch boxes up in the cubbyhole upstairs, I was like we've been doing that so much, like when you just carry stupid heavy boxes of merch over and over and back and forth, or gear or drum hardware every single day, twice a day, just forget. And then so I was like doing it, and I was like, hey, I got up the stairs, no sweat. It was like, this is nothing.
Yeah, and I was like, that's how we got so jacked.
But then I was like, the next day, I was like, I don't miss having to do that. I'm not missing that workout.
The daily hump.
Oh, yeah, the humpty hump.
Was also fun to do things like, what do you want for that? and see how hard that resonated with people. People were into it, and we weren't sure if it was kind of regional, if it was very East Coasty, but it played big in Ontario too.
Well, yeah, it's definitely very East Coasty, but it's also with exception, like if you go past the accent, it's everything, everywhere.
Yeah,
you could go listen to any local radio talk radio station, and there's occasionally going to be a question that's just really.
Well, like, did you have swap shop on local radio?
Best chicken wings in town. Go hitting the boards.
Did you have the swap shop?
The flop shop?
Swap shop.
Swap shop. Well, just anything and everything. Maybe up north, but I didn't really listen for that stuff. But I do remember hearing banter of, like, buying and selling.
Because on CFCY in Charlottetown, like, I don't know if it was a couple times a day, they would say, like, boys size 7 Micron skates, $30. It was like reading ads from the back of the Penny Saver, but people would call in to Swap Shop, and they would read the Swap Shop stuff on the air. But it was before the Kijiji. Like, I guess it's kind of the same.
Or the bless you, bud. The buy and sell newspaper.
Yeah, the Penny Saver.
Yeah,
you had those.
That where it's like you look in there and there's stuff. Well, it's the same as Kijiji, but there was actually stuff for $2-3
before the internet.
Like, come
imagine, and get like, it. What does it cost to place an ad if you're selling something for $3?
14 cardboard boxes, some of them used, but none of them broken. $2.
I'd take that.
Would you?
Yeah, because I like burning stuff.
What does that mean? Like for kicks or for just fires all the time?
No, for kicks. Like fire pit in the backyard styles.
Oh.
I love burning paper. We also got a speeding ticket on our trip. Which is about the worst thing that happened. But the officer was a bud.
Yeah, he was. He was cool.
He cut us some slack. He was pretty reasonable considering the clip I was going.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there wasn't a lot of sleep, even though we were dry camping.
We were dry camping in the Torrance family RV in Walmart parking lot. Where did we do it? Charlottetown, St. John, Yarmouth. Was that it?
That's it.
Like 3 of the 6 nights we dry camped in Walmart parking lots. It's the glamour, bud.
It is, that's right. That's jamming tunes on the on my phone, and you sleeping.
Yeah,
that was pretty it. That was it.
You going, Jono? Listen to this drum fill. Yeah. Yep. Hear it, bud. So Friday we got home from St. Catharines, and you had a family event Friday night.
Yes.
How'd it go?
My niece Lindsay got married to David, and it was a wonderful wedding. It was up in North Newmarket. I think it's Madsen's Greenhouse.
Did the whole family go?
The whole family. Ronnie and Burl made it down.
Nice.
Jetson, Jenny, not James. He was hanging at home.
Yep.
It was a pretty amazing event, the way that they did it. And they did it in a way where there was stuff everywhere. Dinners was served. There was people that said speeches, and family got up and said things. And they had traditional kind of the dancing. But just how they had the bar at one end, and just all of the way that the food afterwards and stuff. There was no like, okay, every 10 minutes you have to do this. And you know, that feeling.
It was like just a hang.
Yeah, there was no pressure of like having to do something every 15 minutes. It was really kind of free and great way to do it. It's good stuff. Good times, good people. Good to see everybody again. And my folks were in fine form. They got a little banged up.
Did they?
Yeah, my My mom had like two glasses of wine, and she's like, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, hey, mom, how are you? And she's like, I'm right ripped.
Did she say right ripped?
She did.
Awesome.
And I'm like, yeah, all right? And she's like, I want to dance. I'm like, really? Okay. So I hit the dance floor with her for a while.
Awesome.
Which was fun. That was really cool.
To what? Oh, What a Night?
I don't even remember. It was a lot of different jams. Ding, 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 ding. It was mostly, yeah, I would say it was mostly like Beatles jams and good R&B jams.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
That's Bob Seger. But I think that was on.
Yeah, of course it was. And so was, hey, why don't we go? Right?
I don't think I heard that.
You didn't hear Brown Eyed Mask?
I don't think I heard Brown Eyed Mask. Yeah, you should ask for more. See if you can get some more.
Guess some more songs that were played. Oh,
my dad said play Light My Fire. That's his jam by the Doors.
At a wedding.
He kept going to the DJ and he's like, why don't you fucking play Light My Fire? Right? Because it's been like 10 minutes or whatever. And he's sitting and he's like kind of grumpy sitting in his seat. I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, they won't fucking play Light My Fire. I told him 3 fucking times.
So did he play it?
Then all of a sudden it comes on. It comes on. He's like, all right. But it's like the edited version, which is like 2 minutes instead of like 7 minutes.
So is he mad about that?
That made him even more angry because his favorite part of the whole song is the guitar solo and the organ solo. And that's cut out of the single version or the whatever edited version.
The organ solo is actually pretty wicked.
It's super dope. Yeah, it's awesome. And the guitar solo is one of my favorite guitar solos of all time. It's great. Robbie Krieger kills it. But he missed out on it. And I was like, no, Dad, you're thinking of another song. He's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, oh, I'm thinking... I was like trying to give a couple other suggestions. I was like, maybe it's Break On Through. And he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's something else. He's like, no, it's not. I'm right. And I looked on my phone and as soon as I saw that it was like 7 minutes long, I was
dang.
Like, oh, he's right. And he was so pissed off. So I put it on my phone as he was leaving so he could hear it.
So jam. When it came on, was he happy for a minute until he realized it was the edited version?
Yeah, he was stoked.
Yeah.
He was really happy because he was banged up. He'd had like 3 double whiskeys or whoa. Scotch or something. Yeah.
It's a great solo. I might be Team Ronnie on that one. I'd be miffed too. That's kind of why you want to hear that song.
No, me too.
But it's also kind of a downer for a wedding dance floor. It's no yuck. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, because that's.
Be like, yeah, saying, can you play Nothing Compares to You?
That's awesome.
So they had fun. So, they're glad they went.
Oh, man. I just come kicking the this part.
Did yeah, you have to like give a speech, Jeremy?
5 minutes of great guitar and organ solo that he missed, so he was pissed. I didn't have to... No, I didn't say a speech.
No.
Because, you know, they're... they have a lot of friends, and they're very close with their families and parents and stuff. So I was just enjoying myself, hanging out.
Good.
Talking to good old Jet. My cousin Elliot was there, and his family. Good times. Catching up with all the buds.
What's Jet saying?
Jet's just being Jet. Just classic. He's... trying to think if he said anything really funny, extremely funny that night.
Like, did he pee over the church or anything?
No, none of that. It was pretty pretty collected. It wasn't, nobody got banged up.
And was Jenny really proud?
My parents. Yeah, she was. Yep. And it was really perfect, man. You couldn't, like I said, nobody gotten any fights and stuff at the end, so that helps as well.
So what are your kids doing the whole time? Are they like, can we go now, or they want to go visit the candy buffet?
Well, there was an element of can we go now, because...
they're kids.
And Jack is more like that. He doesn't like going out in social situations. He's like, well, I don't want anyone to come to my wedding, so why do I have to go to anyone else's wedding?
Right.
Like, that's his excuse for anything. Like, no, you have to go. You support your family. Everybody is going to have a good time. No, I'm not going. I don't want to go. But that's the same as any kind of event anywhere with Jack. Unless it's even his own birthday party on Halloween, he likes to keep it small. Like, he doesn't like to have more than, like, us and grandma or whatever.
Really? Doesn't take big crowds?
Not really, no. Just the immediate family he's cool with, like my folks. Even if he had his own peers, he'd have, like, maybe one or two friends over.
Like, so, does he have his homies?
Definitely.
Yeah, like a couple people that are, like, his ride or dies?
No, he's friends with everybody. He's really an inclusive kid. He's awesome like that. So,
does he have a best friend?
I think he has a few, honestly. There's like three or four kids that he's really close with. And it's cool because they're all kind of different kids, which is good.
So what about Anna? Does she have a best friend?
She's the same way, where she has a skill of just being... really, it's easy for her to meet people, but I'm sure she does, but there's a few. That's kind of cool. But now they think, like, even John, like, he's got close friends, but it's not just one necessarily. And I think that, I don't know, maybe that happens over time, but they're 12, 11, and 8, so we'll see.
Well, I guess the reason I ask is because my girls are the same way. They hang around with different kids in different combinations, and, you know, they're closer to some, I guess, than others. But there's not, like, one, this is my best friend. And I certainly had that growing up, but it's because we lived across the street from each other, and every time you walked out your front door, your best friend was there, too. So I just wondered if that is a shift and people actually don't really tend to have a best friend anymore, if people are kind of... more into gang styles?
Gangsies?
Yeah. Gangnam Style? Maybe.
Gangnam Style. Maybe that's what that's all about.
Let's take a break, bud.
Fucking ready. So, just to recap the story of my dad at the wedding. Like, if you think about it, it's like he was demanding to hear. It's like, you go and you ask for a jam, but just the fact that he wanted to hear, like, 8 minutes of, like, just jamming in that song, which is, like, as cool as it is. Like, imagine sitting there dancing for, like, the Doors. Like, it's, like, not the most danceable jams.
I would say it's a dance floor clearer. It's a dance floor Zamboni.
It totally is. So he's all mad. He's, like, classic Ronnie, right? To be upset about something so ridiculous.
But is his whole thing like, you people don't get what good music is?
He just, it was almost like, you want me to dance, put this on. That's what it was like.
So did he dance though?
Not really. Because, you know, COPD, he doesn't, you know, walking is difficult. So he was just kind of sitting there. But like I said, he might have, like, maybe stood up a bit. If that's so.
During the organ solo.
But seriously, like, come on, man. You don't. Such a crazy ask.
But I get it. I get when you have in your mind something that you want to hear and then it ends up being different. Like, it's almost the same. Like, it's a mini Pops version of it.
Yeah, and he had to play it because it's Grandpa's asking, right?
Right.
So, yeah, for sure.
Well, I think the DJ made the right move. You have to. If it's a wedding and someone requests Cotton Eye Joe, you got to put it on. You have to.
Yeah, especially if it's like a family elder that's like trying to, you know, they don't have a lot of options in terms of dancing, so they got to hear some good jams that they like.
Well, and if you're the DJ, the move is to just say, this one's going out by request to Cousin Steve. So if no one likes it, then everyone can be like, Cousin Steve, why you got to request the Macarena, man? All right, Cousin Steve asked me 3 times to play this one. Here it is.
That's what we should be at the top five, like, bad idea, like, throw-tos in the scenarios. Those are pretty funny. You could do that last-minute change with the same jams.
Sure. Because we were going to do top five change the subject jams.
But top five, like, Zamboni jams.
Family jams.
Top five Zamboni dance floor jams.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Dance floor Zamboni jams.
Dance floor Zambonis, just to clear the deck. Especially because if it's bumping, you want to keep it bumping. That would hurt a DJ's feelings to clear the room. And if Ronnie's like, please play Light My Fire, and the DJ's like, honestly, Ronnie, it's working right now. Why would I blow myself up? Why would I drive a Zamboni through the dance floor if it's bumping?
So, like, imagine here we are right now. Right? Like, it's bumping. Wow, what a night! Oom-bop's my favorite.
I don't know if that's a Zamboni.
No, it's not. But I'm going to go into one from here. Oh, okay, we're rocking.
So it's bumping with a mbop, and then you follow it with what? As by request from who? All right, everybody, that was a mbop. Congratulations again, Rachel and Tim. Your families are so proud of you. Here by request from Ronnie. Ronnie wanted to hear this one. He asked me a few times for it. Here's Light My Fire.
Oh, no.
How do you even dance to it?
It's all slow. It's all slow.
But you know what? If you're at a wedding and you're with the love of your life and you're having fun and you've had a couple glasses of, you know, wine, and this jam comes on, you make it work.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if you're like Ronnie's grandniece and you're like, ah, Ronnie wanted to hear it. Let's dance through it. But it is a page turn for sure.
Okay, we're still dancing. And then you're like, well, you see that Ronnie's sitting down. So you're like, okay, who is this really for right now? And you're kind of getting bored, a little bored at this point, right?
Like you're trying to dance to the organ solo?
Yeah, here we go. Who selected this, Margaret?
Like the first 8 hey. Bars, it's like, all right, I'll try to dance to an organ solo. And then the next 6 minutes, you're like, I really don't know what to do.
No, but be a couple on the dance floor.
You know who requested this song?
Who?
Ronnie.
Ah! Look at him sitting over there!
That's just the thing. He doesn't even think about what other people would want to listen to. He's not even dancing to it. If you're going to request a song, you better get up and dance to it.
Jeez!
Hi, Ronnie.
I don't even...
Hey, there he is!
Hi, Ron!
Still have your good taste in music.
Yeah, this is... It's a banger!
Will you come over to the chocolate fountain with me?
Yeah.
I can't dance to this song for even one more second.
I know, it's too slow or middle or it's not fast enough or not slow enough.
Ronnie was always like that, though. He's like a music snob. Like, you guys don't understand what good music is. And then he put on something that sounds like this. It's like musical barf and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I remember being at a party he put on some Indian music, like classical music with tablas and sitar. And I, same thing, you know, it was like, 23 minutes long.
Well, I remember he came over to my, I think it was my 13th birthday party, and he smashed all my Bee Gees records because he said something about this isn't what music is, and then he put the pieces of record in his mouth and chewed them up like glass.
Yeah, then there's another time at a wedding, and this is a true story. I got really mad, and oh, the guitar solo started. He got really mad and walked off and sat in the car for the rest of the wedding.
What? From the reception or the ceremony?
The reception. Like the beginning.
Why did he get mad?
He was just upset. Somebody that was there, he couldn't be in the same room anymore.
Wow. Family events.
Yeah. You want to go dance again?
Sure. I just hope the DJ goes back to more bangers instead of those Zambonis. What is this?
Who picked this?
Oh, Jet must have picked this, right?
Yeah, look, there's Jet and Elliot laughing their heads off over there.
This is another curious song from the Taggart family lore. Tell the people.
Well, where it came from, this song.
Yeah.
Well, we were playing golf one day. And my brother, Jet and Elliot, and our cousin Damien, and Jet had like a, I don't know, like a 25-foot putt on the green, and he's like, he putts it, and he makes it, and then he hits this, he's like, he says that actual line, his buddy goes, it's in the way that you putt it.
It's so weird.
It was like I hadn't heard that song in like 12 years at that point.
And I had never heard that song before or since.
He makes a bomb and then throws that out.
But you say it's Eric Clapton, right?
It's Eric Clapton, yeah.
I'd never heard that song before. You played it, I think, for at Popular Girl.
I know, but... It's so great, though, isn't it? No, but I'm saying for that, like, page turn of, like, what the hell's this doing on?
Well, that was our theme song for Appliance Giants, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the jam. But another story from the wedding was... You remember the Copperhead Road story, right?
Yeah. The guy who lived above... You guys play Copperhead Road all the time.
Underneath, and Barry, the guy that lived underneath, used to play Copperhead Road on, and always has that big long intro with the big sound. But so he'd get all mad here and that
on repeat,
and all the time. But at the wedding, that song came on because if you think about it, it is kind of a jam to dance around like a slow kind of stomper, right? So anyway, it comes on, and he says, oh, not this fucking song again. Like, it's been like 30 years, but he's made it.
Oh, my gosh.
He made it sound like it just happened.
Not this song again.
I just love the Copperhead Road Ronnie connection.
Ronnie's angry.
Oh yeah,
like always has been. Maybe
no, but he was not angry at all at the wedding. He just like thought that was just a couple little like snaps, but of like more not mad, but just like trying to talk and clear it, say what he's feeling, you know. So I don't think he's mad.
So if you asked him about it today, he'd be like, "Oh, that was great time."
Absolutely, 100%.
He had a ball.
And the next day, even after drinking three doubles of whiskey or whatever, I thought he would be sick. But he's like, I feel great. I felt great this morning. I talked to him. We put them in an Uber to get up there.
You did?
Yeah.
Ronnie and Burl took an oopsie?
Oopsie.
So.
And I tipped the driver just to make sure they got to their actual apartment. It's not, all they need to do is get to the elevator. Because it's right beside the elevator, their place in Barrie.
Was that their first oopsie?
Definitely. Yeah. For sure.
And were they like, sorry, walk me through why we're getting in this person's Toyota Camry again?
No, they got it. They get it. It was cool. Oopsie. Ronnie and Burl going home banged up in an oopsie.
It's kind of the best.
It really is, right? She kept staring off like, whew, I'm really ripped, Jer.
I'm right.
But like
ripped.
Not too ripped. She just wanted to keep dancing.
Like she was so in the sweet spot.
She really was in the right in the pocket. But like and she shut it down, or she had a few coffees. I knew she was banged up when Lisa's like, Jeremy, I think your mom's putting butter in the coffee.
Oh no.
And I look and she's stirring the butter and I'm like, but that's a thing now though. People do that.
What?
I've heard that's a thing. People put butter in coffee.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know. Maybe she's like a trendsetter or something.
No way. Nobody puts butter in their coffee.
They do.
I'm calling
they
foul.
Do.
No
Are you
way.
On? Can you have a computer by you?
Yeah.
Google it right now.
That's worth a Google?
It is.
I want to tell you two
Just
things.
But I'm not finished. She put... I went to her and I said, hey, Mom, you know you're putting butter in the coffee? She's like, oh, no, really? So I got some cream for her and she had two or three coffees. I straightened her out for the oopsie ride.
Okay. Is the butter coffee diet bulletproof?
Boom.
I drank butter coffee for a month and it was more magical than I thought. Coffee diet plan for weight loss, butter and coffee.
Ding dong.
What
Who said
it? Even on I, about?
You think I'm crazy? I was right.
It's in the way that you use it. Butter coffee benefits. Give me a break.
Yeah, right? Seriously?
I want to tell you two things. I switched to tea 3 days ago. I am not
really?
Drinking coffee because I read in one of those clickbait things. That said, coffee's pretty hard on your gut, and you should drink tea if you can.
Well, yeah, especially if you leave it sitting. That's why I only drink coffee if it's fresh, and then I no more.
Well, that's the Burl move, right? She would leave it in the car for 2 days.
Yeah.
And just pick it up and take a pull on it, even if it was cold and sitting there.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, you know what a big part of my life coffee has been. I drink two big soldiers in the morning, and... The switch to tea so far, it's obviously early days, but so far, so good. I don't even miss it.
Yeah.
I Tea's enjoy the great. Taste of tea. And I also think tea has come a long way. So there are enough varieties of tea now that you could probably get a tea that tastes kind of sweet. Because I put a lot of sugar in my coffee too. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and tea is just as caffeinated, or you can get types that are just as caffeinated, if not more than coffee is.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, if you... And it's I don't know what the deal is with tea. It must have clearing all kinds of toxins and whatnot.
I guess so, because I was drinking the strong AF coffee. Like the stuff that I make myself was really strong. Like other people that tried it had heart palpitations and stuff.
Or the Chad Roberts gut.
What is that?
Or what's his name? Brad Roberts got.
Oh, like tummy problems.
The Burl and get from
right.
that, the coffee.
The other thing I would like to tell you is the Torrance family went apple picking yesterday.
Oh, you did, eh?
It's not like I need to tell you this because it's breaking news.
No.
But I love, we've gone every year for 5 years now. We go to the same place every year. And I think there will come a time sooner than we would like when the girls are like, can I go to Tracy's place? Or I kind of have to stay home and study for a test. Or Todd's family invited me to go to apple picking with them.
Oh, man.
So while they're willing to come and they're into it, it's not that we like apples that much. It's not that it's close to our house. It's a bit of a schlep. But it's tradition. And I think there's something important about traditions in families. I like that it's something that we do every fall. But we got it dialed this year because the last couple of years we've gotten, I think it's $15 a bag. But if you get the Honey Crisps, it's $25 a bag. But if there's one Honey Crisp in your non-Honey Crisp bag, you're paying $25.
Yeah.
You're paying the Honey Crisp charge if there's one Honey Crisp. So you can't...
And that's a good price for Honey Crisps.
It's not bad. You can't beat the system, nor should you try, because a lot of it is already on the honesty system. So we just got one bag of Honey Crisp, because what happens in years past is we get three bags or two full bags, and we might have one or two apples, and then they just go rotten. And it was the idea of apple picking that we like more than the apples themselves.
Yeah.
So now I'm over on Team Honey Crisp, and they were peak. They're like a nice they're size like, and bright red. And
they're like rocks.
Yeah. That's such a wholesome way to spend the day with your grist.
Yeah, that's a good time.
There's something about the autumn, man.
I'm glad you had a good one. I had a Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. I'm sure you had one too.
We did. We had one Friday night. My mother-in-law, Badness, made turkey dinner for everyone. It was great. And then we went camping for a couple of days. Some fall camping at a place near our house.
How cold is it out there right now?
Oh, it's probably 11 degrees.
Oh, that's not bad. You know what it is here right now?
What?
25.
Degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Girl, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? And guess what?
What do you want for days? Jeremy, let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to hear your opinion on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2019 nominees, because it is a diverse field, and some of the nominees are suspect, I think.
All right, but don't get in the way.
Jonathan Torrens, CBC News, Truro.
This segment of Taggart P. Torrens was brought to you in part by Pierre Lalonde Marine.
Want to dance?
Sure.
Even though the song's kind of ending almost, but...
That's all right. I've been hoping you would ask me to dance all night. You have really great dance moves.
Yeah, well, I get to try them out, you know.
All right, gang, it's Tim and Tina's special night. Next, by request, this one's going out to Grandpa Joe.
What? I don't know, swing.
Do you want to go
sit down or?
You know what? Maybe not. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I mean, look at, holy cow, Grandpa.
Look at him go. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, sorry.
Dance floor Zamboni.
Dance floor Zamboni jam.
Although for the like both people at the wedding that can swing, that is go time.
Well, sure, but I mean, really, do you think that's gonna happen?
Deep beep bop, deedly bop.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so this is the next one where they're in the like just going on, or they're already in the dance floor and they're on a roll though, getting sweaty.
All right.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I mean, I love dancing to this song. I could dance to this song all night.
Oh, yeah.
You have pretty great moves.
I know. Look at this one. Look. Take my suit off.
Oh, it's just like in the video with the guy with the tank top who was your dad.
Yeah. Captain Lou Albano?
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Wow, we have so much in common. We're connecting on memories and stuff. I'm so glad I met you at this wedding.
So great to see you.
I could dance all night with you.
I know.
Okay, what?
Woo. All right, guys, everybody turn your attention to the dance floor, because here comes the new Mr. and Mrs. Tim and Tina, by request from Cousin Steve.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Soul City?
Oh, wow. It's just weird that, like, why?
I like this song, but I just don't, you know, feel like dancing it. Like,
I just kind of don't know, how is it a slow dance? Or?
I guess let's try our, like, put our hands together in the clap. Like,
do you know what my guess is? It's because this wedding is in Colgan, Ontario, and that's where the Partland brothers are from. Colgan, Ontario.
I think they're from Rosemont.
Well, Wikipedia says Colgan.
Okay, no, they lived in Rosemont.
Where is Colgan near Rosemont?
Let's try a foot sweeper.
Although, here's the truth, I'm conflicted because it is in jam. I would stay out to dance to the Partland Brothers. I might be the only one.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, 1986, Electric Honey was the album. Soul City was the track. And it's banger.
And that was the Donovan-produced one, remember?
Yeah, Partland Brothers are on F-Book, by the way.
Soul City!
Soul City! They also have a classic jam called Christmas Day. And the last time they posted on their F-Book page was Christmas Day.
Nice.
They posted their jam Christmas Day on Christmas Day.
Do you like it when people just rock jams on Facebook? Or like on...
Yeah, I love it.
They just jam out? I love that too.
My favorite, like when people record acoustic versions of songs that you maybe didn't even like the first time around. They're like, guys, I don't know. Bleh, here it is.
Yeah.
9 likes.
Like you're like Limelight by Rush. Yeah. Acoustic.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't even practice. Here it is. Bleh. Whatever. 8 likes. guys, I couldn't decide. I was either going to barf or record this song, and that's what it sounds like anyway. Here it is. Whatever. 11 likes. And then, like, the person's aunt is like, Judy, you're right. Good.
Yeah.
Or that's my favorite version of that song I ever heard.
It's in the way that you use it.
Colin, ever good.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Facebook is right supportive.
I'm going to do another jam.
This is another wedding Zamboni jam?
No, I was going to be the guy and you're the aunt.
Oh, okay. Next
day. I'm going to, you know, this is like, want to be starting something, got to be starting something.
Well, it's fun to have a dance with you. You don't make much time for your old aunt very much anymore.
Is that the comment? That's a comment. It's fun to have a dance with you.
Oh, you're like, still on the F-Book.
Yes.
I thought you were doing Zamboni jam.
No, but that's even more funny.
You do the Facebook acoustic performance and I'll write the comment.
Yeah, but just what you said was great. Thanks for having a dance. Let me dance there.
Aw. You don't make much time for your aunt anymore. Anyways. Winky face emoji.
Okay.
Facebook comments in real life is my new favorite. Okay, go.
Here's another one. Okay, I'm going to do another one, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Never break the chain. Jing. Jing, jing, jing.
More like, never heard that song sound so good, period. Glad to see you playing guitar again, Todd! Exclamation mark, winky face emoji, eggplant, sweat.
Eggplant sweat?
Love, Nan.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do another one. You ready?
Yeah.
Cecilia,
You're breaking my heart. You're breaking my confidence daily.
A regular Paul Simon over here, exclamation mark. Chris, comma, I swear, you are the goat emoji. Love, Aunt Alice.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Don't count on, you gotta get what you get. Don't grow up, you're gonna get what you get.
Don't give up your day job, LOL, OMG, ROFL, LMAO, monkey emoji. Like, I don't understand, why is there a monkey? There's okay. always that one savage person who's like, oh, my ears, LOL.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one for, take like, as he's not, like, he's kind of feeling more regret, like, dark or whatever. Janie's got a gun. Janie's got a gun. The whole world's come undone. Let's see how this one goes.
Your upload. Uncle Colin had a gun when he was in the military. It's probably in the attic if you want to have it.
What the hell kind of a comment is that? Okay. Somebody once told me, world is gonna hold me. No one there to do it, but I get
OMG, dating yourself, dot, 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 and me, surprised emoji, blow kiss emoji.
Oh. His girlfriend, the yeah. only comment on it?
Ugh. Facebook comments. Okay, keep going with the Facebook post. It doesn't have to be okay. songs. It could be anything.
No, here we go. Or else forget about it. Da 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 da. Ba ba da da da. Da 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 da.
I hope you don't record that song for real. Period. No, really, comma. I hope you don't record it. Period. Bracket. I actually hope you do record it. I was trying to be sarcastic, bracket, monkey emoji. Hey, I'll do one and then you make a comment, okay?
Okay.
Guys, dot, 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 never thought this would happen, period. Just got my wisdom teeth out and Carla didn't pick me up because it turns out she's with Stuart now, period. LOL, period. Great day, exclamation mark.
LOL. Hope you got some strong medication, LOLOL. Crying eyes, crying eyes.
Facebook misfires. Oh.
Okay, but I gotta go. The school's calling.
Oh, let's take a break.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Everything okay, bud?
Everything's fine. Yeah, it was just the school. A little bee sting on John's hand, and he is allergic to, I think it's a certain type of bee, but he has his EpiPen, and there's been no swelling for the, like, 15 minutes, so he's okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's got his pen just in case, but, yeah, scary for a second, but...
Yeah, but right. I love that the school calls. I find that very confidence-instilling.
Oh, they're the best. Yep, best school for sure. I'm lucky like that. We have a great community here.
I'm lucky right. like that too.
You ready to get back into the comments section?
Yeah, is that what we're calling the game, comment section?
Yeah.
It just kind of happened and it's really fun.
It is.
Okay, so it could be Facebook or it could be YouTube or it could be anything.
Yeah.
Okay, here's mine. You ready? I'm going to post something and you put a comment.
Reactions to posts.
Hey guys, a little nervous about this. Posting my cover of Stitches by Shawn Mendes, LOL. Hope you like it. 6! Leave your comments below.
Trina. Bro, sounding good. Oh, Trina? Sorry.
Well, no, if it starts with bro, I'll change it to Pete.
Pete, okay. Bro, that's out of hand. Seriously, you should think about doing this for real life. LOLs. Awesome.
So does the LOL mean actually you shouldn't think about doing it? Or no, is the LOL just like, to take the edge off the sincerity because it was feeling too sincere? Yeah,
that seems to be how it is all the time. Like, it's like, well, that's awesome. Wait a second. Is it not? Or, well.
Okay, can I leave a comment?
Oh, on the same thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yo, real talk? Guy, get a metronome, period. Because you're speeding up and slowing down, period. Don't mean to sound savage, LOL. But it helped me a lot when I started out, period.
Oh, my God.
People leave those.
Okay.
People leave comments that are like, you know what? I'm much better at this than you, but, then, you know, you're okay.
How about I'll comment on the next one. Dude, you've only been playing for 3 years. From a guy who's been playing for 7 years, you don't know what you're talking about. LOL.
Dude, I refuse to get into a verbal shoving match with you, period. Look at my number of clicks, likes, and views, then we'll talk. Okay? ? Monkey emoji, LOL.
Do you think you could wear that hat in every video that you have?
Oh, you mean my grandpa's hat that makes me feel close to him, ? The one who got me a guitar in the first place, ? Back off, LOLZ.
Maybe your grandfather should have got you some guitar lessons, LOL, crying eyes.
People are so mean, even these fictitious people. Okay. I'm posting on Instagram.
Okay.
It's a picture of a cat. Had to say goodbye to this little guy tonight, period. R.I.P. Rocky, period. Yuda best, period.
! I went through the same thing with my little peasy. She was so beautiful, and we slept together for the last 3 nights, and then she decided to go and die in the bathtub. It was sad. R.I.P. Susie and my cat Peasy.
Okay. You raise a good point.
Right?
Because like, people do two things on the internet. Well, more than two things that bother me. But one is, you're going through something. Let me make it about me. Which is so, I would like to believe that it's born out of wanting to help someone else because you're trying to relate to them and saying, I've been there, it's not fun. Yeah. But you can't help but interpret it as people making it about themselves.
I know.
And you know what I really don't like when people do on the internet?
What?
Places to do laundry in Winnipeg and go.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, like,
you could have Googled it faster, but you're making your friends on there look like your little minions. Like,
is that your assistant or what?
Yeah.
Places to eat, go.
Places to get Indian food in Regina and go.
Yeah, because while they're like, what, like sleeping?
Yeah.
Right? So they can wake up in a 45 minutes and take a pic of their 4 or 5 suggestions. Hey,
it's very contemptuous.
Do this guy. So then he's like, he'd be that guy. Make a post like that.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Places to get pho in Edmonton. And go.
Why don't you check your asshole, LOLs?
I like, I'm always surprised by the people that are like, oh, I looked it up, and according to TripAdvisor, these are the best three restaurants. Who wants to be that helpful? Ennis Esmer. Do you know who I mean?
Oh.
Sorry, I hung up on Jair.
Oh, bud. He's gone, bud. We'll have to pick up a jam. Oh, yeah. Taggart and Sorens will be right back.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Let me see here. Just get my guitar, and I'm just going to, you know, upload. That's how I do, you know? I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way.
I ain't nothing but tired after listening to this cover, LOL.
Hey.
Why are people such jerks?
I don't see you doing anything on your computer for fun.
Oh, no. What I do for fun is watch people like you try to cover the boss and then rip them to shreds, LOL.
I bet you can't even sing kid songs.
Great comeback? Question mark?
See? I told you you can't even sing.
Carol and I like it when people do the thanks as a question.
Oh, thanks?
Like, oh man, this is the worst. Thanks?
What's your post? Do another post.
Okay. Guys, big day at the McMurtry house, period. Brought home this super fresh girl, period. 2016 Civic with 5-point rims and low KMs, period. Gonna get my drive on, exclamation mark. Now all's I need is a girlfriend to sit in the passenger seat, LOL, OLZ.
Yo, Bryant, why do you always gotta show off with all your stuff? Big deal, you got a job and we don't. Get over it.
It cuts so deep. Yo, Tanner. Sorry, man. Period. I guess I didn't realize you guys, GYS, bracket, SIC, bracket, felt this way, period. If I'd have known, I wouldn't have charged you gas money, period. But you could get a job, LOL. We're hiring where I work, exclamation mark. I could talk to my boss, ... But if history dictates, you'll probably come up with some reason why you can't, LOL.
I got sights on the A&W that just opened down the street. Forget you, I'm getting food and I'll have a shitty car too, LOL.
Have a nice LYFE. Happy face emoji. It's so raw and surfacey.
How come it went from being all nice to just savage in every post?
Comment section is my new favorite. It's what do you want for eight?
Like, you'll just say something nice and some guy will sideswipe you with a fist in the ear.
I know. Enjoying the day. Yeah, must be nice. Wish I could enjoy the day. All right.
Get a life.
Right? Good chatting, bot.
Good chatting, bot.
Doom gong gang, gong gong, jubon bounce, doom doom bam bam, tick a doom dowry.